Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone today, Richard Tan, Vice President, Operations, Pan Pacific Hotel Group. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Clarissa. And I look forward to a great discussion.
I look forward to a great discussion too. Let's jump right into it. Hotels around the world have been hard hit by COVID-19. Travelers around the world, we also got hit because we can't travel. Now, some of us, some of the lucky ones, are looking to be able to travel again. What is the first consideration for a hotel before you start welcoming guests again?
Safety and hygiene remains top of our mind for our guests. Mm-hmm. While travels are gradually resuming, I think the sense of caution is prevalent. Basically, our group, I think safety and well-being of our guests and associates remains our utmost priority. Hence, I think our first and key consideration as we open is to ensure peace of mind for our guests when they come back to stay, dine, and meet our hotels. Basically, we have also launched our Pan Pacific Care program in June. We redefined guest experience to cleaning standards and safety protocols according to the World Health Organization and respective local government legislation.
Okay, give us an overview. Let us understand how big of a job this would have been, given the fact that it's the Pan Pacific Group. We're not just talking about one hotel property here. How many hotels over how many countries?
Oh, we have 26 hotels currently in existence, and we're growing to about 50 hotels. So whatever we have been implementing, our Pacific Care program, it will be rolled out over our whole global chain.
Okay, and some of those properties have already started to open for domestic travel, correct?
That's right.
Tell us more about this Pan Pacific Cares.
Pan Pacific Cares is actually our promise towards clean stay, community outreach, care for the environment, and also associates. As mentioned, I think we take great care to ensure for our guests when they stay, dine in our hotels, resorts, and service suites. We have a couple of initiatives that I think I'll share now. We actually collaborated with Diversey. They are actually a leader in the hygiene and infection prevention solution. Basically, we have also introduced electrostatic sprays at our properties. We have also used ultronic UV light to inspect disinfected and sanitized guest rooms for greater assurance. So on the customer front, of course, like I said, Hotels Group has also implemented the standard WHO protocols of safe distancing. We have our thermal scanner. We're using safe entry codes for tracking. Definitely, our team are wearing our masks and also using hand sanitizer since the beginning of the outbreak. Hotels are also rolling out, and many have already rolled out contactless check-in and check-out, contactless payment, and also new measures of dining operations. For example, a la carte buffets, chef serving station, and also a digitalized menu, just to name a few. And we're also delighted to share that for our eligible and operating properties, we actually have obtained our SG Clean certification.
Now, we talk about these enhanced hygiene protocols, and you told us some of what you're doing. That sounds great. I feel safe. But as a Singaporean, I heard you say buffet, and I'm worried that I won't be able to enjoy buffets anymore, because that seems to be one of the things hotels are considering doing away with. Is that true?
We do take safety precautions in that sense. As I mentioned, illustrated just now with our Pan Pacific Care program, right?
Right.
For example, our guests coming into our property, we actually do temperature taking while our thermal scanners, the point entry, along with the need of safe entry registration.
Right.
Yeah. They do complete a health and travel declaration. There's also safe distancing measures that we have mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And basically, when our guests come in, basically they also receive a Pan Pacific Care pack containing surgical mask, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. Yeah, so that's some of the procedures that we have put in place. Actually,
all right, that's sweet. We're speaking with Richard Tan, Vice President, Operations, Pan Pacific Hotel Group. What has been the biggest challenge, Richard, in coming up with these enhanced protocols in putting them in place? What were some of the biggest challenges?
I think for us, the COVID-19 situation is actually evolving. Mm-hmm. And I think authorities are also learning more about the virus. So basically, guidelines are updated regularly and also dependent on the various requirements of the local government, because it's very different in different parts of the world, and also how the virus has been contained in each country. So we have to remain vigilant and to ensure that we keep up with the process of the development. But during this downtime, we also take the opportunity to train and retrain our associates on this new guideline and protocols to ensure that they're familiar and they'll keep up with them. Yeah. And we also look at job redesign and clustering at this point in time. There's also a need to actually redraw SOPs and operational functions to ensure that we accommodate these guidelines and protocols.
So we're talking about a new normal here for your staff, for your operations, and for the guests as well. What can a guest expect once your hotel properties in Singapore reopen? We can go, we can have our staycations and what have you. What is the new normal going to feel like for us?
I think with the guidelines of the safe distancing, wearing of your mask, thermal scanning, safe entry requirements, basically this will actually be a norm, yeah? Not only for our guests, but also for our associates. So through the past months, we have gradually got into the groove of this new norm. I feel the guests may initially feel some inconvenience. I think it will become part of us as we move along, yeah, and before the vaccine is found. One area that I would like to highlight is actually the wedding. We have seen most weddings being postponed due to circuit breaker and also the lockdown.
Right.
So since phase two started, we have received several inquiries at our hotels. So we have since introduced flexible arrangement with limited number of people, including lowering the number of guests basically to accommodate their needs. In the past, it used to be 10 people. Now each table house is about maybe 5 to 8 people, mm-hmm. reducing the minimum requirement to half. We also look at hybrid weddings and solemnizations where the actual ceremony is Zoom to the other guests. And then we can deliver catered snacks to those guests who join in the celebrations. Or we use screens to post well wishes live to the couple holding the ceremony at our hotels. One other thing that we're looking at, for example, our corporate clients who wish to hold virtual weddings or hybrid weddings. We have this easy meet package that we'll be rolling out very, very soon. It's actually a virtual package whereby we provide greater convenience for our meeting organizers. You just need to tell us where your delegates and participants are. We actually take care of the coffee, snacks, meeting amenities, and actually will deliver them to wherever you are. So it's actually what I deem a meeting package in many locations. In the works, I think just now you did ask me about our properties overseas, right? Mm. With the borders still closed and that corporate travel will decrease, you can actually organize this across countries with your clients and branches as well. Imagine having coffee breaks, meetings, notes delivered across in cities that we actually have presence, for example, Singapore, Beijing, and Sydney at the same time. So, yeah.
That's actually kind of fun. So,
yes.
You know, if you have a conference, a corporate conference, nobody leaves their country, but Pan Pacific takes care of the hospitality in the various countries as long as you have property there.
That's right. Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yes.
I like that idea. I'd rather travel, but I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
We're speaking with Richard Tan, Vice President, Operations, Pan Pacific Hotel Group. That really does mean that all of you, all of us, have to start thinking out of the box and redefining how we do what we do, right?
Definitely. That's what we've been doing as well. But to us, I think what is to us most important is our guests and our associates.
Right. Okay. Now, we started this conversation by talking about Pan Pacific Cares. Let's turn our focus now to Pan Pacific Cares and sustainability. Countries are in lockdown. Travel bans are still in place. Did this give you an opportunity, you know, with the whole management, an opportunity to look more to the future and set new sustainability goals for the group?
Yeah, for sure. This is one of the key pillars, basically, of our company. Mm-hmm. Pan Pacific Hotels Group is actually a leader in the sustainable hospitality. For example, Park Royal Collection Pickering has been named the world's leading green city hotel for actually consecutive 2 years. We have actually won that title for 5 consecutive years in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Park Royal Pickering, yeah, we actually have the vertical garden and also our upcoming Pan Pacific Orchard. Yeah, we are looking at not only the Don't Wash Your Hands Daily initiative, but also into building structure with sustainable design and practices. A couple of examples I will just give you. Hotels are actually a garden in the hotel, right? basically it's a foliage. It's actually more than 200% of the land area. Yeah, so basically there's a lot of greenery and water space. Rainwater harvesting system. Yeah, we have that in place. We have light, motion, and rain sensors that regulate energy usage. We also look at filter water taps to replace bottled water in our rooms. In fact, our newly renovated bathroom and kitchen actually has this as a key feature, and it will be a key feature in our future hotels. The fact of food waste, given that food waste makes up a significant percentage of wastage generated in hotels, we also collaborated with NEA and also Enterprise Singapore on an innovation to address food waste at the upstream. We're piloting this in our Park Royal Beach Road. And in future, when our Park Pacific Orchard opens, yeah, this hotel will also have a food waste management system. We transform kitchen waste into nutrient water for gardens. Let me also touch on our sustainable MICE program. Yeah, we have meetings, events, and weddings. So we do use sustainable products, sustainable farming, remove use of single plastics, and also contribute to a carbon offset program. One other thing that I'm doing that's very close to my heart, and then we're working together with our parent company, UOL, is actually exploring the possibility of sustainable farming, basically the rooftop garden.
I was going to ask you about that. It sounds that's a natural progression for the group.
Exactly. So it's basically something that's very close to my heart. So the integration of the high-tech farming actually into our urban development for our hotels basically is a farm-to-table concept, which I think at the moment is a trending lifestyle for our new generation.
That will be very, very cool. I hope you're able to do it.
Yes, we're working towards that, and we're working with a couple of partners as well. We hope to be able to push this out as soon as we can.
All right. Before I let you go, let's talk about some of the CSR endeavors of Pan Pacific Hotel Group. Perhaps you can tell us some of the other areas that you are involved in with supporting our communities.
I think basically the two key pillars of Pan Pacific Cares I mentioned just now is actually related to community outreach and care of the environment. Our CSR efforts, but as we call it in our company, sustainability partnership, it comes under basically three main areas. We have the people, sustainability, and also something that's also very close to our hearts, our art. We do have a very big art collection in our company. So let me just share a bit more on our people first. Yeah.
Sure.
So Pan Pacific Hotels Group, we advocate very strongly for inclusive hiring. So we actually focus on hiring people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I think we are the first employer which participate in SG Enables Project IN. Project IN is actually a school to work transition program. So back in 2017, we started that, and we have since developed a structured recruitment and training process for our associates with disabilities. Today, I'm happy to share that we have 26 PWDs in employment across our Singapore hotels and service suites. We have another 5 that's going through this project in that I just described. One other program that we did, we also have a central kitchen program. It was an initiative that's developed in partnership with our social agency, Extraordinary People, and also Sam Sui Kitchen. So let me share a bit more on this program. Yeah,
please do. Sorry,
the program aims to address manpower challenges and enable employment for persons with disability. In the pilot phase, we have actually 4 final year special education students from the Grace Orchard School. Mm-hmm. They were trained to actually prepare dim sum items, which I personally tried. Fantastic! You should come and try.
I happily will.
Yeah. And subsequently, it's purchased by our group. For our food F&B outlets. The Central Kitchen Initiative now supplies to 4 of our properties in Singapore. Yeah, and basically, more than 20% of our dim sum served in Park Royal and Beach Road is actually from the Central Kitchen that I mentioned. One other thing that initiative that we have is actually something that we deem from our heart. It's actually community outreach to the less fortunate. We came up with this Project Makan. Makes me hungry. Yeah? So mm-hmm. Project Makan, we have it. We actually did a provision of over 20,000 meals to our low-income families with children on home-based learning during the Ramadan season,
right.
The 1st of June. Yeah. So what we did was we actually converted our Park Royal Beach Road's banquet kitchen into a temporary halal certificate facility within a very short period of time. And then we dished out about 600 meals each day for our Muslim friends and household identified by Care Singapore and also Children's Society during the Ramadan season. And not to forget our healthcare workers who have been playing such a prominent role in COVID-19. So we actually work with the Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth in Singapore. So our properties, Park Royal Collection, Marina Bay, Park Royal and Kitchener Road, Park Royal and Beach Road, and also Campaign Service 6 Beach Road, together provided 3,500 meals for the healthcare workers from Alexandra Hospital, Ng Teng General Hospital, and also KK Women's Hospital. And also do look out for this. In order to thank them, we also come up with a special program to pay tribute to our healthcare heroes. Yeah. And these activities actually go beyond Singapore. Yeah, I want to give an example. Hotels with a Heart for Pan Pacific Perth. We have actually opened our doors to accommodate the homeless, one of the most vulnerable groups in the country, yeah, as part of this Hotels with Heart initiative. So the hotel has actually launched an initiative called Bobby's Barbecue Truck last week. The hotel will be donating all profits from the sale of their bacon and eggs roll to help the homeless through the association with the rural community services. One other point that I would like to bring up, Carissa, is actually art, that I mentioned. Basically, in terms of art, we continue to support and nurture our local artists in destinations that we operate in. We basically had a couple of art shows already done in Hanoi, for example, and also in China. Yeah. So we actually purchased the local artists' artworks to be displayed in our hotels and also collaborate with the institutions and arts groups to provide exposure and educational opportunities for these artists. So for this, I think we are going full steam ahead. It's still in developing stages, but I think we'll be doing more in this area.
Well, I have to say, the Pan Pacific Hotel Group has been extremely busy. Busy for a good cause, and kudos to you guys. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And anytime you want to invite me to try dim sum, I will happily go.
No problem. We'll arrange that for sure.
All right. We've been speaking with Richard Todd, Vice President, Operations, Pan Pacific Hotel Group on the Soul of Business. Richard, thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Thank you, Carissa, for the time today. I think for having me on the show. I truly enjoyed speaking to you. Stay well. Have a safe and blessed week ahead. See you for lunch.
All right. You will. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.